请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，感谢神的带领，那个长着传道者的进修会，还有全国教会的代表会议啊，刚刚结束。
Thanks to the guidance of God that we have just concluded the ministers' workshop as well as the NCC.
啊，大家都很卖力啊，很投入，很认真啊，来筹备这次的盛会。
And everybody had poured a lot of energy and effort in preparing this holy event.
啊，所以啊，一切都进行得相当的顺利。
So everything went very smoothly.
啊，因此呢，纪念大家的辛劳。
May everyone remember your labor.
那我们晚上啊，要来查考那个灵魂体啊，都蒙保守。
And tonight we'd like to learn the spirit, soul, and body be preserved.
啊，请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
1 Thessalonians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
五章二十三节。
5 verse 23.
好，请你念。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved, blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
好。在这个末世的时代里，保罗他祝福信徒啊，愿他们的灵魂身子都能够得到保守。
Paul during this end times blesses the members that their soul, spirit, soul, and body be preserved.
那当然，灵魂体还是灵魂体啊，是三个还是两个啊？这个。现在啊，还是神学上一个争论的议题。
Whether a soul, a spirit, soul, and body, and the spirit, soul, and body, whether these are two or three entities are still being debated in theology.
但是晚上呢，我们就按照圣经啊，保罗所告诉我们的灵魂、身子啊，都分开啊，来做互相的勉励。
But tonight we will discuss this based on how Paul laid it out here, which is spirit, soul, and body.
那当然灵啊，我们知道神是万灵之神。
Spirit, we know that God is the spirit of all.
那圣经告诉我们说一灵。
And the Bible also tells us that there is one spirit.
所以灵就是由神而来。
So spirit comes from God.
那人离开世间以后。
And after man departs from life.
那灵。仍然归于是灵的神。
The spirit returns to the one that grants the spirit, which is God.
那这个魂呢？
What about the soul?
那魂就是好像一个那点气，我们这个气血循环这个气啊。
And the soul is like the breath that a man has.
这个我们用灵啊跟神交通。
We use our spirit to commune with God.
所以神赏赐给我们圣灵啊，来赞美他，来跟他交通。
And that is why the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit so that we can use it to communicate with Him and also to praise Him.
魂啊，灵呢，知道一个人的魂，
and,
心思意念。这个魂就是一个人的心思意念。
And the spirit directs the soul, which is the thoughts and the hearts and of a person.
啊，这个心思意念呢，就是要跟人啊之间的沟通。
And this spirit will communicate directly with the soul, which is your person's thoughts and heart.
那身子啊，就是我们这个外壳的身子。
And this body is our outward body that we have.
那我们来看约伯记啊，这个已经学习过了。
And let's turn to Job, which we have studied before.
约伯记三十四章
，Job 34
十四节
，Verse 14。
约伯记三十四章十四节
，Job 34 Verse 14。If he should set his heart on it, if he should gather to himself his spirit and his breath，
十五节
，15。All flesh would perish together, and man would return to dust。
在这两节里头就提到啊，灵魂身子。
As in these two verses, it mentioned the spirit and the breath and also the flesh.
灵跟气不在的，那这个躯体啊，自然就会毁灭。
If the spirit and the breath is not there, the flesh will naturally be destroyed.
灵跟气收回 人就会死。
Once you gather someone's spirit and the breath, then a person will die.
所以我们死啊，就说他咽了最后的一口气啊，就死了。
So that's why when someone dies, we said he breathed his last breath.
啊，当然这个是很难啊形容的，因为这个都是啊看不见的啊，灵跟魂呐、啊。
And this is hard to describe because both the spirit and the soul are things you cannot see with your eyes.
啊，比如说一个呢，脏器不足啊，这个也是很难你了解的。
And it's just like someone who is short of breath. It's hard to describe that.
好，那我们的意思啊，就是说啊，灵魂体这三个分开也是可以的。
So in our discussion, you can separate the spirit, soul, and body, and this is one way to distinguish it.
那保罗意思就是说灵魂体啊这三个都要得到主的保守。
But the intent of Paul is that the, whether the spirit, soul, or body, all needs to be preserved by the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这三样要蒙到主的保守啊最精华的啊描写的最清楚的就是诗篇也就是我们这个星期所读的进度啊诗篇十六篇。
And the passage that so aptly describes how spirit, soul, and body needs to be preserved is described in Psalm in the passage that we are reading this week.
好，所以我们看诗篇十六篇。
So let us turn to Psalm number 16.
诗篇的十六篇。
Psalm number 16.
诗篇的十六篇呢、啊？这个中文呢、啊，说大卫的金诗啊，那个。题目说是大卫的金诗
and here it talks in the Bible it gives a footnote saying that this is a miktam of David
那金诗啊就是很珍贵的很重要的
and miktam is something that is very precious
也是一个精华、啊、
and it is also something of the essence
好，那五十六篇呢、啊？诗篇五十六篇到六十篇呢、啊，都是大卫的金诗。
So this passage is all the best of David's psalms.
所以诗篇里头总共六篇呢、啊、是金诗哈、啊。
So in the book of Psalms, there are six of these psalms that are these miktams of David.
那这个金诗啊，是在什么样的情况之下啊，被大卫这样写出来
？So under what conditions were these golden the best psalms written by David.
好，我们来看诗篇的五十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 56.
五十六篇的第一节。
Psalm number 56, verse 1.
啊，这边是题旨的哈，我们看那个题目。
Oh, we can also look at the footnote.
啊，中文呢、啊、说，腓力士人在加特拿住大卫，那时他做这金诗交为领长。
So it mentions that this is a miktam of David when the Philistines captured him in Gath.
啊，再看五十七篇。
Let's also read Psalm number 57.
也是看这个题旨。
And we also look at the footnotes.
说大卫逃避扫罗，藏在洞里。那时他做这金诗啊，交为领长。
A miktam of David when he fled from Saul into the cave.
啊，再看五十八篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 58.
大卫的金诗五十八篇。
A miktam of David.
再看五十九篇。
59.
这个题旨。扫罗打发人窥探大卫的房屋，要杀他。那时大卫做着金诗。
A miktam of David when Saul sent men and they watched the house in order to kill him.
再看六十篇。
Let's look at Psalm number 60.
大卫与两河间的亚兰并索巴的亚兰征战的时候，约押转回在盐谷攻击以东，杀了一万两千人。那时大卫做着金诗啊，叫人学习。
And this is a miktam of David for teaching. When he fought against Mesopotamia and Syria of Zoab, and Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt.
好，那我们看那些背景，我们就可以知道。当大卫在逃难的时候，他做金诗。
So we look at the background, and it seems like when David is running for his life, he would make these miktams.
我们看大卫在王宫里享受的时候，他能不能写出金诗？这不能啊。
w was David able to write these miktams when he is in the comfort of the palace? No.
反正他在宫里头享受的时候，他睡觉休息啊，睡到傍晚的那个时候，他不但没有做军事啊，反而他放纵他的情欲犯罪。
On the contrary, when he was enjoying himself in the palace, he actually allowed his desires to go rampant, and he committed great sin.
这个经诗呢，就留下来给我们今天来读。
These miktams are preserved for us so that we can read them today.
那它可以作为我们在患难的时候啊的一种安慰。
This can be a comfort during when we are under distress.
所以一个人在患难的时候，他所说的话啊。也很有价值的。
So there's much value to what a person says when they are under a lot of tribulation.
有人在患难的时候，一个人才会依靠主。
Because when someone is in hardship, they will rely upon the Lord.
体验到神的安排，神的预备。
They can experience God's arrangement and God's
体验到神的恩典。
And God's blessing.
好，那我们来看十六篇啊，诗篇十六篇。
Psalm number 16.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust.
哦，按照翻译的话，也可以说是神啊，求你保守我啊，就今天题目说灵魂体啊得到保守，这个保守，神啊，求你保守我，因为英文字都是一样的。
So it says, preserve me, just like our title today, how the soul, spirit, soul, and body needs to be preserved.
因着这一篇呢，就是大卫求神能够保守他的灵魂跟身子。
So this psalm is about David pleading to God to ask God to preserve his spirit, his soul, and his body.
那我们读了以后呢，我们自己来分析看看哪一节啊是关于灵，哪一节是关于魂啊，哪一节是有关于身子。
After we read of this psalm, we can analyze it and determine which verses is referring to the spirit.Which one the soul and which one the body?
好，那我们看第二节哈，跟第三节。
Let's read verse 2 and 3.
我的心啊，你曾对主说啊，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my God, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
啊，论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。
As for the saints who are on earth, they are excellent ones, in whom is all my delight.
好，我们来看看大卫跟扫罗之间的关系。
Let us look at the relationship between Saul and David.
当大卫击杀哥利亚以前
before David killed Goliath.
这个大卫啊，就被选召哈，啊，到了王宫里面呢，服侍扫罗王。
David was chosen to serve Saul in the palace.
这个一个牧羊人呢，突然之间呢，被召到王宫里面去服侍王。
Here there was a shepherd boy who was called into the palace to serve the king.
哇，这个是不简单的哈。
And this is not easy.
像以前的话就当官呐。
And the ancient past, this would be being an officer.
你看我们的朋友，假设有一个人啊，说到白宫里面去服侍奥巴马。
If among our friends we have a person who will serve President Obama in the White House.
是我们的好朋友。
They are our good friends.
那我们碰到他的话，第一个请求是什么？
When we see them, what is our first request?
求拜托你啊，带我到白宫里面去逛一逛。
Can you take me into the White House so that I can have a tour?
因为很熟嘛。
Because you're very, you know it very well.
说它的好处在哪里呢
？So where is the benefit?
它好处就是说，它能够进出白宫啊。
The benefit is that he can enter and leave the White House.
他每天都可以看到他的主人啊，奥巴马总统。
And every day he can see his master, which is President Obama.
所以当大卫刚到扫罗王那里服务他的时候
，So when David first went to the palace to serve Saul,
他一定是很高兴了。
He must be overjoyed.
他的好处就是这个王，他的把他的注意力啊，都集中在这个王的身上。
And he has a great benefit in that he focuses all his effort onto the king.
因为那是他的好处啊。
Because that is his benefit.
好，可是呢，万万想不到啊，以后扫罗王要杀他。
Little did he know that in the future this king Saul would go and kill him, would try to kill him.
他的好处在哪里呢
？So where is his benefit?
以前的好处现在好像被夺走了。
This benefit has been stolen away.
经过这个患难以后，经过这个逃难。
After this trial and this running for his life，
他才体验到啊、哦，你是我的主啊，我的好处不在你以外，我的好处不在王那里，我的好处不在官位的。
And after this, he realized that the goodness is not in the king or the palace. The goodness is in the Lord.
今生的好处都会变的。
All the goodness in this life, they will all change.
大卫乔治没有经过这个苦难。
If David did not encounter and go through this trial,
他写不出这种诗啊。
He is not able to write this psalm.
所以这个被称为金诗，这黄金的诗是很重要的，很有价值的。
So this is a miktam, a golden psalm, and it is have great value.
这个时候他才体验到、啊、原来我的好处、啊、不在神以外，就在神那里、啊、
At this time, he finally realized that his goodness, the goodness that he has, does not lie in anybody else but in God.
他在旷野地碰到危险的时候，谁来拯救他？
And when he was in the wilderness and he faced danger, God was one who delivered him.
神拯救他。
God was the one who delivered him.
那第三节说，论到世上的圣民。他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。
Verse 3 tells us, as for the saints who are on the earth, they are excellent ones, in whom is all my delight.
啊，当时啊，有很多人背叛了大卫了。
At that time, there were many people who betrayed David.
以前是好朋友呢。
They used to be good friends.
啊，现在出卖大卫。
But now they have betrayed him.
因为他们去报告扫罗王说、啊、大卫在哪里呀、啊、
？Because they would report to King Saul, this is where David is.
啊，那些人。以前呢，都是他的好朋友啊。
Those people were David's friends.
啊，现在却是背叛他。
But now they all have betrayed him.
假如大卫一直想到这个，他会很痛苦啊。
If David just reflect upon this, he would be very bitter.
啊，那肯定很不过意思。
And say, how come this? He is such a bad friend.
啊，害我到今天这个地步。
And he has caused great harm for me.
啊，当然这是很痛苦的一件事情呢。
This is a very painful memory.
啊，可是他也想想啊。
But he thinks.
我们其实也有好人呢、啊。
There are still good people.
啊，虽然有很多人呢、啊、不欣赏大卫。
Even though there are a lot of people who do not look up to David.
很多人呢、啊、想要害大卫。
A lot of people who want to harm David.
但是呢，也很多人呢、啊、情义相挺的。
But there are many people.
道义上啊来帮助他。
Who try to help David.
来、啊、看《撒母耳记下》。
And let's turn to 2 Samuel.
17章27节。
17 verse 27.
撒母耳记下17章27节。
2 Samuel chapter 17 verse 27.
撒母耳记下17章27。
2 Samuel 17 verse 27. Now it happened when David had come to Mahanaim that Shobai the son of Nasha, the Rabbah of the people of Ammon,Machir, the son of Amiel from Lo-debar, Barzillai, the Gileadite from Rogalim, 28, brought beds and basins, earthen vessels and wheat, barley and flour, parched grain and beans, lentils and parched seed,
29,
and honey and curds, sheep and cheese of the herds, for David and the people who were with him to eat. For they said, the people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness.
好，很多人、啊、不帮助大卫的。
So many people refused to help David.
但是也有很多人、啊、想要帮助大卫。
But there were still many who wanted to help David.
所以二十七节到二十九节呢，就这些人、啊、用很多食物来帮助大卫。
So from verse 27 to 29, you see that many people who came to help David with a lot of food.
然后在患难的时候，有人给我们伸出援手。
There's someone who reached out their hand to help you when you are you need that help.
是多么的温馨呢、啊、
？How heartwarming is it?
所以可能在这个世界上，很多人对我们不公平。
So perhaps in this world there are many people who treat us unfairly.
可能处处要找我们麻烦。
Or they are seeking trying to trouble us.
啊，不要生气。
Don't get angry.
不要伤心。
Don't get sad.
我们想想。也有很多人在帮助我们的。
We have to think because many people are also there to help us.
不要想那些坏人。
Don't think about these evil.
想着好人。
Think about the good.
我们心情就会好过一点呢。
And then we will feel better.
我们想想那些人呢、啊、是多么的美善。
We think about how excellent are those people.
他们就是神所派来的天使啊。
These are angels that God has sent.
所以我们也要感谢神的恩典。
So we have to give thanks to God for His blessings.
我们不要凡事都是往负面想。
Let us not dwell upon the negative.
再看第四节啊，看回来诗篇十六篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm number 16, verse 4.
以别人代替神的、啊、他们的愁苦必加增，他们所奠浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇的不提别神的名号。第五节
Verse 5,
神是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守。好，这里呢我们看到大卫他说神是他的产业。
So from here we see that God, David said that God is his inheritance.
是杯中的份、啊、
And his cup, the portion of my cup.
我们看大卫他本来是牧羊的。
David was a shepherd boy.
他刚开始、啊、得到所罗门、啊、这个所罗王的重用。
He had found favor in the sight of King Saul early on.
可是后来扫罗王要杀他
Later on,
出于嫉妒
King Saul wanted to kill him out of jealousy、
啊、也可能把他的产业全部没收、啊、
He probably took away all his possessions
你看连把他的太太、啊、都把他的太太米甲、嗯、改嫁给别人
He even took the wife of David, Michelle to give and married her off to someone else
我们看连太太、啊、这个王扫罗王、啊、都把他配给别人了、啊，改嫁给别人。
We see that King Saul even gave away David's wife to someone else.
所以在物质上来说，他们简直啊被剥夺得一无所有了。
So we can see in terms of physical things, all his possessions were taken away by King Saul.
啊，在那个时候，他还有什么东西呀、啊、
？At that time, what did he have?
可是他说，主啊，神是他的产业，是他杯中的福分呢、啊。
But he said, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup.
事实上，他有没有什么东西啊？没有。
In reality, did he have anything? No.
啊，他是凭着信心呢、啊。
He said this by faith.
他的在信心的眼睛当中，已经看到神为他预备很多的产业。
Through his eyes of faith, he already saw the inheritance that God had given to him.
啊，那个产业呢？你为我持守，是别人扫罗王他不能够夺走的，抢不走的。
This inheritance is the one that he says, you maintain my lot. This is one thing that King Saul cannot steal away from him.
这个叫金狮啊。
So this is a golden song.
因为他在患难的时候，他的体验。
Because these are his experiences of King David.
因为有这种信心啊，才给他有勇气啊，再活下去啊。
Under distress, and so he gave him faith to continue living.
啊、第六节
Verse 6,
用良神给我的地界坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在是很美好。
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
他到处流浪、啊
He has been wandering from place to place.
我们刚刚看到他还躲在山洞里头、啊、
We saw that he even hid in a cave.
他的产业在哪里？
Where is his inheritance?
他的地界在哪里？
Where are the boundaries to his land?
山洞里头啊。
It is in a cave.
里面有什么东西没有？不能够住人的。
What's in a cave? Nothing. You can't even live there.
不能够耕种。
You can't farm there.
但是很奇妙。
But it's very miraculous.
神给他内心的平安呢、啊。
God gave him an inner peace.
所以真的是他的灵魂甚至都得到神的保守。
So truly, his spirit, soul, and body was preserved by the Lord.
这个是最大的资产。
This is the greatest inheritance.
神就是我们最大的资产。
And God is our greatest inheritance.
可是那时候他不是在顺利的时候，他是在患难的时候。
But at this time, it was not in the middle of his success, but it was in time of disaster.
所以一个人在患难的时候能够唱出这种的诗篇，哎，是很不简单的。
So it is not easy for a person to sing this psalm in times of hardship.
那是要有很大的信心。
You need to have great faith.
那第七节
Verse 7、
啊、我必称颂那主叫我的神
I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel
神主教他
God is the one who teaches him
他只听神的话不听人的话
He only listened to the word of God not man
因为人告诉他说现在就是你的机会啊现在是你的机会啊赶快把扫罗王杀死啊
Because man would tell King David, this is your opportunity. You need to kill Saul and then you can become king.
人指教他，但是他不听。
the man will instruct him, but he will not listen.
他只听神的。
He only listens to God.
神没有叫他去害扫罗王啊。
God did not tell him to harm King Saul.
他知道扫罗王是神所高立的。
He knows that Saul is the anointed one of God.
神没有告诉他的，他不敢去做。
What God does not tell him, he dares not do.
他敬畏神。
He reveres God.
我们今天也是一样啊，我们人的声音有很多。
Today we are the same. There are many voices of man all around us.
可是人的声音呢，往往都是跟神的旨意啊互相违背的。
But the voice of man is often in conflict with the voice of God.
啊，我们很容易听人的声音。
And oftentimes it's easy for us to listen to the voice of man.
因为人的声音，人我们看得见呢。
Because we can see this person, this man.
啊，可是神那里讲，我们神我们看不见。
But we cannot see God.
我们要听圣灵的声音。
We must listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们不要听人的声音。
And do not listen to the voice of man.
好，再来看第九节。
Verse 9.
第八。
Verse 8.
我将神常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致动摇。
I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
嗯，就心中有神了。
So there, God is in his heart.
我们看当时约瑟哈，他被哥哥们出卖到埃及地。
We see Joseph, how he was sold by his brothers into the land of Egypt.
我们只是看到他以后的成功啊。
We only see the success he had later on.
可是我们可能没有想到说，当时他是怎么样过来的哈，走过这条艰辛的路程啊。
But perhaps we have not given much thought of how he walked through this difficult path.
他可能在刚到埃及的时候哭了很久了。
Perhaps when he first arrived in Egypt, he cried for a long time.
可是呢，他把神啊带在身边呢。
But he brought God with him.
啊，他虽然是身子啊到了埃及地。
Even though his body was in Egypt.
但他心呢，仍然有神的存在。
But in his heart, God was still there.
把神放在他的心中。
And he placed God within his heart.
就好像作诗的说啊，常把神摆在他的眼前啊，摆在他的面前呢。
It's just like the psalmist says, "I have set the Lord always before me."
啊，他就不动摇。
And he, I shall not be moved.
所以我们要鼓励我们孩子啊，以后读书啊，不管到哪里去。
So we need to encourage our kids, no matter where they go for school later on.
就把主的书啊带到哪里去。
To bring the Lord Jesus with them.
因为他就是活磐石啊。
Because he is a living rock.
啊，就跟着我们。
He will follow us.
我们走到哪里，就跟着我们到哪里。
Wherever we go, he will go.
所以我们当然呢，大家都很爱孩子，可能会把我们产业给孩子，但是呢，不一定哈。我们只要把主的书啊给他啊，让主的书跟随他，我们就放心了。
Of course, we all love our kids, and we may try to give our inheritance to them, but we need to give them the best inheritance, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，第九跟第十。
Verse 9 and 10.
因此我的心啊欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices, my flesh also will rest in hope.
好，那这里又提到三个。
So here it mentions three,
灵魂体
as well, the spirit, the soul, and the body.
所以一个人的灵就是跟神之间的关系好的话。
So the spirit, if a person has a good relationship with God,
他的心啊，他的魂就很健康。
His heart, which is his soul, will be very healthy.
他就很喜，就很高兴呢。
It'll be very glad and very joyful.
好，很高兴呢，喜乐就是良药。
And when because a cheerful heart is good medicine.
那身体也会健康呢。
Your body will also be very healthy.
啊，虽然有些时候会有病痛。
Even sometimes though you may be sick.
但是仍然很喜乐。
You'll still be joyful.
他的肉身呢，就能够安然居住。
And the flesh will also rest in hope.
就是很奇妙的。
This is very wonderful.
啊，因为啊，神不将他的灵魂啊撇在阴间。
For you will not leave my soul in Sheol.
啊，再看十一节。
Verse 11.
啊，十一节就是一个结论呐。
And 11 is the conclusion.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手有永远的福乐。
You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
我们看。十六章哈，从头到尾啊，就是没有一个哀呀、悲叹呐、这种怨叹呐、抱怨呐，没有这种字眼。
If you look read this entire Psalm number 16, you will not see a time when he cries out, "Oh," or "Sigh," or "How bad is it?"
相反，都是一直在颂赞。
There's no complaint, but there is a lot of praise.
我们都有困难过了，都经历过困难。
All of us have gone through difficult times.
是不是我们都能够像大卫这样子一直在颂赞？
Can we be like David and always praise God during the middle of it?
因为他属灵眼睛已经看到这个属灵的好处。
Because his spiritual eye has already seen the spiritual blessings.
他已经看到生命的道路。
He has already seen the path of life.
他已经选择对的道路。
He already chosen the correct path.
所以他要满足的喜乐。
So he has a fullness of joy.
就是很充满的，百分之百的喜乐。
It's very full. It's 100%.
他就能够克服困难，
and he can overcome any difficulties.
能够再继续走他人生的旅途，
and can continue go on his journey of life.
所以诗篇是一篇很激励人心的一篇诗篇。
So a psalm number 16 is a psalm that is very encouraging and uplifting.
有的英文的翻译哈，就是说这一篇呢是忠信人的盼望。与弥赛亚的胜利，弥赛亚的胜利。
So, if you look at the title for Psalm number 16, some translations have the hope of the faithful and the Messiah's victory.
所以有关弥赛亚的胜利。
And this is regarding the Messiah's victory.
就是从死里复活。
That is to be resurrected.
战胜死亡。
To overcome death.
战胜绝望。
And to overcome despair.
战胜痛苦。
To overcome pain.
战胜所有的悲哀呀。
And to overcome all sadness.
所以当我们在困难的时候，
so when we are in a lot of difficulty,
在患难的时候，
in times of tribulation,
建议读这一篇诗篇，
I recommend that you read this psalm.
想想大卫他的情形比我们更糟糕。
And think about how much more dire is David's situation than ours.
他仍然能够发出颂赞的声音。
And even so, David was able to lift up the song of praise.
从他的口中没有出现任何的抱怨。
From his mouth, there was not a single voice of complaint.
任何的哀叹。
Or any sign.
所以我们现在祷告。
So now we're going to pray.
我们一样是把这个诗篇放到心里头。
Let us place this psalm within our hearts.
把神放在心里头。
And place God within our hearts.
神就会保守我们心怀意念。
And God will keep our thoughts and our minds.
给我们意想不到的平安。
Give us a blessing that we cannot
expect. 我们也要把这一篇诗篇呢，教导我们的下一代。
We also need to teach this psalm to our next younger generation.
能够让他们经常诵读这一篇。
So that they can frequently recite this psalm.
好，我们祷告，也继续帮助明年的灵恩布道会祷告。
Now we're going to pray and let us continue praying for our spiritual convocation next year.
这次长德敬教会还有 NCC 已经结束。
This year, time our ministers workshop and NCC has concluded.
很多的代表、很多传道都很认真在为神服事。
And a lot of the delegates and also ministers have worked really hard for God.
尤其黄传道星期六下午的主题说拼命赶死。
Especially preacher Huang's message.To risk your life for the work of God.
所以我们也为了主的道为了弟兄姐妹认真一点，不用拼命不用死想到死就是说尽心尽力。
So even though we don't need to strive until the point of death for our brothers and sisters, but we still try our best.
我们明年可能有个目标就是。把这些绵羊看看能不能够找回来。
And let us set a goal so that next year we can strive to bring back some of these lost sheep.
感谢主星期六那位叫那位叫什么名字Violet 对，他已经回来参加聚会了。
Thank God, last Saturday, Violet has returned to join our services.
那我们相信假如是。能够再给他多一些关怀应该还有人会回来。
And I believe that if we just show some more concern, more will come back.
因为这些信徒很多人都是讲广东话的。
Because a lot of these members they speak Cantonese.
这次是因为 Catherine 她帮忙。
And this time it was because of Sister Catherine's help.
因为我打电话，那个对方听不懂国语，就 这挂断了的，他连听都没听。
Because when I called, they could not understand Mandarin, so they just hung up.
他就请 Catherine 打电话。
So I asked Sister Catherine to call.
他们那个广东话说得通啊。
And she can communicate in Cantonese.
所以我们利用各种管道。
So we use all avenues.
看看是谁对他比较熟悉，我们就动员大家一起来做这个事情。
To see who they might know better, and then we just mobilize everyone.
我们求神的灵来运行帮助。
And we ask the Spirit of the Lord to move and to work.
我们相信圣灵的能力。
And we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit.
好，我们一起祷告。我们欢迎到前面来祷告。
Welcome everyone to come forward to pray.